Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, last week, if you were here, we started a new message series called Jesus Goes to the Movies. And I want to just share with you plainly what we're trying to do here in this message series, and it's simply this. We think that movies are powerful storytellers. We think that movies in our day and age have the ability to inspire us. They have the ability to help us cry or make us cry. They have the ability to challenge us. And we think that understanding the stories of the movies is important for our lives because we're influenced by these stories. When we hear these stories presented to us, we are impacted by them in ways that we want to understand. Movies are a really powerful medium, right? They combine together the power of story, they take the power of images, and then they take the power of sound and lights and music and bring it all together. And it may be one of the most powerful storytelling methods that we have in our world today. I think the human mind is probably the most creative storyteller that we have individually, but collectively, I think we experience videos and movies in a very powerful way. You know, there's that saying that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, maybe a movie is worth a million words as we think about the impact. Now, there's these stories that we hear in movies that can be helpful for us to better understand. In particular, these stories that we have in movies can influence us in our faith journey. They can help us better understand what it is that God is calling us to be about in our lives. Now, understanding the story in a movie is good in and of itself, but it's even better yet if we can take it and allow it to point us towards the bigger story. If we can allow the stories that we see on the screen allow us to better understand the bigger story that we're all a part of, the greatest story that God has us all a part of, which is the story of God's love. So exploring movies on a Sunday morning like we are together, you might be thinking to yourself, like, well, is this just like a TED Talk where we're going to, like, explore, you know, the intricacies of movies? You know, we know Josh likes a good movie here or there, and he likes a bad movie, that he can nerd out a little bit on certain things, of course. But the reality is, what it's helpful for is when it points us to God. That's what Jesus did with his stories. He told parables. He told stories that allowed him to speak in a way that people could then understand better what God was up to. And I think the same thing can be true about the movies that we have in our lives, the movies that we watch, the movies that we fall asleep to. That's a dad confession right there. The older I get, the more I fall asleep. Anybody got a dad out there that falls asleep when they watch a movie? Not just a movie. All the dads put their hands up, or somebody next to them. Hey, Father's Day is a long way off, guys, so we are fair game for now. Now, the reality is that last week we started this journey by looking at a beautiful story from the movie of Moana. Moana, it was an excellent movie that's on in our house probably three times a day or something like that, only to be outdone by the movie we're going to explore in just a few minutes. In the story of Moana, there's a story about a girl who feels called to be something that nobody else had been in her island kingdom. She follows that call and she saves the day. A beautiful story about how we can explore what we're called to be and how that can help us save the people around us. Next week, we're going to take a look at a movie, Zootopia, that is one about the ways in which God calls us, God points us, right, to these things, okay? But we're going to look at the way in which we are supposed to make the world a better place. But we're not doing it on our own. We do it in community. And sometimes we need a small person to lead us to go forward. And today, we're going to take a look at one of the greatest stories that can be found in movies and one of the greatest stories that is found in the scriptures, and that is the story of self-sacrifice. A story that God has weaved in and out of all of Scripture that points us to what God did through Jesus as a reminder of just how much God loves us. That God sent Jesus to die. That God sent Jesus to die to give us freedom so that we could truly live. And in so doing, that was an act of self-sacrifice. That was an act that reminds us of what God has done for us. Now, this story that we hear in the scriptures of who Jesus is finds some echoes in a story in a movie that is very familiar to anyone who has a daughter between the ages of 3 and 10. And I hope you are all ready for what is coming next weekend, because get ready for a whole nother round of Frozen Fever. I'm going to take a break right now, okay? Frozen came out a few years ago. It tells the story of two sisters, Elsa and Anna, and their story will continue after great delay. You would think the movie just came out yesterday based on how many girls have found their way into loving this movie. If you haven't seen the movie, it's okay. It is a Disney princess movie filled with animals, sidekicks, the pursuit of love's true first kiss, all these things. But what's beautiful about this story is that it points to the story of self-sacrifice. It points to what God wants, perhaps, for us to know better about how God loves us and how God wants us to live in the world. Now, to catch those of you who have been living under a rock for the last few years, I got to confess, I was working on my sermon last night. What movie was on? Frozen. Got a little, you know, couple pointers here, there, along the way. Now, the story of Elsa and Anna is the story of two sisters that grow up in the kingdom of Arendelle. And Elsa is born with magic powers, and her sister is along for the ride. And early on, she is told to conceal, don't feel, don't let it show her powers, because she is taught to fear them. And as you can imagine, being told to conceal your powers, to conceal your abilities, to conceal whoever you are, that doesn't go very well for very long in life. And of course, it doesn't go very well for very long in a Disney movie, because you need plot devices to keep the thing rolling along, right? And so later on, Elsa is confounded, and she is closed herself off to all of the kingdom. And she then, at one point, then lashes out and strikes her sister with some of the magic, and it goes right to her heart. And it starts to infiltrate all of her being, and this blast of icy magic goes into her heart and starts to freeze her from her heart all the way on the outside. Now, throughout all the movie, there's this reminder, there's this rejoinder that people, the characters keep saying that an act of true love can thaw a frozen heart. And of course, if you have a princess in a Disney movie, we know where this one's going. If you have a princess in a Disney movie who needs to be saved, what does she need? She needs love's true kiss. And so what do you have to do? You have to go find your fiancé, because of course, in this movie, there's a fiancé, like many Disney movies, that you have to go find. And who is this fiancé? Who is this? It's Hans. And so they race across the kingdom of Arendelle through the icy blasts, and they find their way to the kingdom. And little did they know that Hans was lurking behind the scenes, about to try to steal the kingdom away from Elsa and Anna. And so through a course of convoluted and quite amazing events in the story, they find their way to the climax of the movie. Hans is about to strike down Elsa because she's given up all hope that she can save the kingdom, that she can save her sister. And when he lifts his sword up, then this icy hand shoots into the scene, and the sword clicks the icy hand, the sword shatters, and of course, Anna has frozen all the way through and has become an icy sculpture. Now, no matter how many times you have seen the movie, and let me tell you, I have seen this movie a number of times, that moment when Elsa and when Anna are there together and Anna freezes feels like it goes on for eternity. Because you think all hope is lost. And then a little bit of color returns to her heart. A little bit of color continues to spread through her whole body. And she goes from being an icy sculpture to being healed and thawed. And of course, there is great excitement in this moment, because what they realized was it wasn't true love's kiss that they should have been after. The act of true love that was going to thaw a frozen heart was an act of self-sacrifice. And in that moment, Elsa learns the key lesson that it's love, not fear, that she'll be using to drive her powers. And she learns that she can control her powers through the gift of love and not through hiding it. And she's able to save her sister, she's able to save the kingdom. They throw Hans in prison, and they live happily ever after. And we are going to find out Saturday what happens next. Can I get an amen? Amen. You're all going to come with me. Awesome. Now, it's a beautiful story, very creative. I see something about the gospel come through that movie every time I watch it. But what's it good for? It's good to remind us that it points us to that greater story. The greater story of how important self-sacrifice is as we pursue the people that God wants us to be. Whether it's this movie or another movie where there's a hero or somebody who finds themselves learning that self-sacrifice is the way that they want to live, the way that they can contribute, they point us to the greater story of what God has done through Jesus. And especially what God has taught us through Jesus is about a life of self-sacrifice. When Jesus was teaching his disciples, one of the last lessons that he ever taught them before he would die was this lesson we heard a minute ago about how we're supposed to treat one another. There's a sentiment in the scriptures that Jesus speaks to called the golden rule, which is to love others, love your neighbor as yourself. And that's a great place to start. But you know what Jesus does? He actually takes it and goes a little further. I heard one pastor call it, it goes from the golden rule to the platinum rule. It goes from being do to others as you would have them do unto you, as to do to others as I have done for you. And what has God done for us? God has given us gifts through self-sacrifice. And God calls each of us to lead lives filled with self-sacrifice so that our hearts can be more open, so that our hearts can be more soft, and so that we can help others experience a life where they have more soft and open hearts as well. And to do that, God calls us to lead and live through acts of self-sacrifice. So maybe you are pondering, what does that mean for me? Maybe you're wondering for yourself, how can I be more self-sacrificial? How can I live out this teaching that God wants for us, knowing that it might open us up to a greater and better life? Now, some of you are thinking to yourself, you know, I need to open up myself a little more, perhaps. Maybe you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, maybe I'm a little too quick to judgment. Maybe I'm too quick to criticize. And if I'm honest, there's this moment, these moments that I want to have back, but I don't know how to anticipate them. And maybe you're saying to yourself, maybe my heart is a little harder and a little colder than I really want it to be. If you're finding yourself in a situation where you can sense that you just want to grow, to take a next step in your pursuit of being the person God wants you to be, and you're in that spot, consider acts of self-sacrifice. With the Thanksgiving season upon us and Christmas to come, there's plenty of opportunities to put yourself behind the needs of others. There's plenty of opportunities when you're sitting around table to consider not talking about the thing that everybody's talking about or redirecting the conversation. Or maybe you've never done the dishes before at Thanksgiving and you're going to jump up and say, I got the dishes. You're going to stun some people, but it might help you take a next step. These are some things that we can do that are small acts of self-sacrifice. And if you're here today and you're like, man, I really do need to open my heart up a little bit more, take one step. Don't try to run all the way to whatever that vision of the life you want might be. Take one step in the next few weeks to do something that's self-sacrificial. Now, maybe you're sitting here today and you're thinking to yourself, I know some people in my life that seem to have hearts that are more closed and less open than they need to be. And you're thinking, I feel called to show them a better way. And that's a beautiful thing because God calls us to think about how we can improve ourselves, but God also calls us to think about how we can help the other people around us. And if you're thinking of someone in your life and you go, man, they are just missing out on the life God wants for them, how can you reach them? Acts of self-sacrifice. Putting their needs ahead of your own, helping them to understand that you are there to love them and not to chastise them, to help them to understand that you are there to help them go through the hard things in life and to not criticize them for however they got themselves there. Being one who is willing to give acts of self-sacrifice in the service of others isn't an invitation to be a doormat. Actually, it's an invitation to give out of the abundance in your life. Many of us who are here today have an abundance in our lives. We can very much afford to be self-sacrificial. And so when we have an opportunity to do that for one another, we show them that there's a life that God wants for them. It's not putting yourself ahead of them just to say, look at my self-sacrifice, you should do the same. Rather, it comes better from right from a place where it's God wants us to be self-sacrificial because God sacrificed for us. And God wants us to love one another as Christ loved us. And when we can give of ourselves, we can show that their needs matter more than our own, then we can help them understand just how much God loves them. And the freedom and the openness and the softness of a heart that God wants for all of us. Because when we have soft and open hearts, God helps us to make the world into the place we want it to be. When we have soft and open hearts towards one another, we help other people come to know that love. When we have soft and open hearts towards one another, we help the people around us experience God's best for them. And when we do that with and for one another, that starts to have an effect all around us, that starts to bring us into a place where the world becomes more and more the place that God wants it to be. Our communities become more and more the place God wants it to be. Our families become more and more the families we want them to be. And we become the people that God wants us to be. When we have soft and open hearts, we can experience all of this together. Movies are powerful. But remember, they're only as powerful as the stories they point us to. So maybe next time you're watching a movie that has this story of self-sacrifice in there, it can do one of a few things for you. Maybe it can remind you of what God might be saying to you in this moment about the way your heart needs to be more soft and open. Maybe the next time I see one, it'll do the same for me. I pray it does. Or maybe it'll remind you of the person in your life that you just want to show a little more love so they can experience a lot more love. Or maybe it'll remind you to say thank you to God for what God has done through Christ. All these things are valuable stories for us to hear and see through the movies. All these things can inspire us to embrace the best that God has for us. So let us remember that God has blessed us with the opportunity to serve one another, and blessed us with the opportunity to understand just how much God loves us through this acts of self-sacrifice that God made for us, and God calls us to share those same kinds of actions with others. Amen.
Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.